So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught, Habal Yevim Toi, Beim Mishagi, Beim Amezid, Beim Oynes, Beim Beratzoin, Kana. The mitzvah of Yibim is fulfilled regardless of intention. Minohan Amili. The source is taught in the Braisa, which cites the Pasuk, Yevama Yavo Yalaha, Lakocha Loi Leisha, Beyimma. The words Yevama Yavo Yalaha teach us that the mitzvah of Yibim is fulfilled in all instances of Bia, Beim Mishagi, Beim Amezid, Beim Oynes, Beim Beratzoin. The Gemara then brings a second braisa which darshens several words of the same pasuk. Yevama Yavo Yalaha teaches us kedarka. Lokacha teaches us shaloi kedarka. The mitzvah of Yibim is fulfilled whether the bia was performed in a regular or irregular fashion. V'yibim, from the word v'yibma, without the letter hey teaches us, bia goymeres ba ve'in kesev ishtar goymer ba. That only a bia fulfills a mitzvah, however money or ishtar does not fulfill the mitzvah. V'yimma, referring to the additional letter he of v'yimma, teaches us balkarcha, that mitzvah yim is fulfilled even when performed without the consent of the yavama. The Braisa brings the previous interpretation to the words yavama yavi leha to teach, be'mishegi be'mamezi be'mo'ines be'mirotin. The Gemara asks that these words were already used for bia kedarka. The Gemara answers that kedarka can be derived from the words lahokim la'achiv shem, p'makim shemekim shem. Therefore, Yevama Yavo Yalaha can teach Be'mishagi, Be'mamezi, Be'mo'ines, Be'mirotzen. The Gemara goes back to elaborate on the following statement mentioned earlier. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yashon Le'kana Be'yavimtoi, Da'amakra, Yevama Yavo Yalaha, Ad'mechavan Lo L'shem Bia. The mitzvah of Yibim is not fulfilled if he's asleep. The Gemara cites a braisa which apparently contradicts Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'atanya, Be'n'er Ben Yashon, the mitzvah of Yibim is fulfilled whether he's awake or asleep. The Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinon b'misnamnim. The Braisa is referring to when he's merely dozing, in which case he has sufficient awareness. Whereas if Yehuda is referring to Yashin, he's completely asleep and has no awareness. Hechidam b'misnamnim. The halachic definition of dozing is nim v'lei nim, tir v'lei tir. He's not completely asleep and not completely awake. The Gemara explains, Kigain de kari leva oni. He responds when called. However, v'lei yodu ladu isvar. He cannot give an answer which requires thought. For example, if asked the location of an item, but if a possible location is mentioned, he can answer yes or no. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. A partial bia is considered a complete bia regarding yibim and isurei arayis. What is the source of hara in the Torah? The Gemara begins with three possible sources. 1. Regarding Nida, the Pasuk states, V'isha asher yishka ves isha dava, v'gila asher vasa es mekor hara. From the word hara, we learn that hara is a bia that transgresses the isur Nida. However, Nida cannot serve as a source for all other isur arayis, because mala Nida shekim et tamo es boyala. Nida is more stringent in that the boyal acquires her tamo. 2. Regarding Eshes Ach, the Pasuk states, V'isha asher yikach es Eshes Achab Nidahi. Pasuk compares Eshes Ach to Nida and that Hara is a Bia. However, Mala Eshes Ach she can be Yadel Arabis. The brother can marry many wives. In other words, this can only be a source for similar arayas which become prohibited through Kedushin. 3. Regarding the Isra of Achis Av Achis Eim, the Pasuk states, V'ervas Achis Imcha V'Achis Avicha Loisikale, Ki Esheri Hara. From the word Hara we learn that Hara is a Bia. However, Malachis Avachis Aim Shekin Isra Abba Me'elov. This can only be a source for similar rayas, which become prohibited without Kedushin. Therefore, the Gemara says, Mechado La'asya, Tesechado Mitarti. Indeed, we cannot derive one from the other individually, but perhaps we can derive one from the other two sources. However, the Gemara proceeds to show that we cannot do that either. We cannot learn this halacha from Eshes Ach Vachis Avachis Aim, because Malahanach Shekin Isra Mishum She'er. These are usher because they're related to him, while Nida and Eshes Ish are not usher because they're related. We cannot learn from Nida v'achis avachis aim because malahanach shekin isa b'me'elav. These are also automatically, not through marriage, while Eshes Ach and many other arayis are also through marriage. We cannot learn from Nida v'eshes Ach because malah Nida v'eshes Ach shekin ein oisron matiron. Time of Eshes Ish shel oisron matiron. That which causes them to be Aser cannot also cause them to become Mutter. While Eshes Ish, that which causes her to be Aser, her husband, can also cause her to become Mutter by divorce. Therefore, the Gemara concludes. Ela om Reb Yena, v'itim Reb Huna b'rid Reb Yishua, omakra, ki kol ha-she-yasa mekolat ha-eves ha-eila, v'nichus ha-nafashas ha-eises, hukshu kol ha-rais kula nanida. Indeed, we cannot derive the halacha of hara via binyan av. We must derive it via hekeshet Reb Yena. The pasuk at the conclusion of the parasha of Arayis and parashas Kedoshim says, ki kol ha-she-yasa mekolat ha-eves ha-eila v'nichusu. Reb Yena taught that this is a hekesh which compares all Yisra Arayis to one another, which includes the Isra of Nida. Manida bahara av kol bara. Since hara is prohibited with a Nida, it's prohibited with all other Arayis as well. Now, the Gemara goes to explain why the Torah compares the Isra Eishas Ach to Nida. Remez li Yavama she'asur b'chaya b'ayla minayin. We need a source to teach us that a Yavama, a brother's wife, is prohibited during his lifetime. Although we can deduce this from the fact that the Torah needed it to permit Yibim after his death, one might say that while he was alive, she was only prohibited as an Isra Aseh. Therefore, the Torah compares Eishas Ach to Nida. Ma Nida afa pish yesh lehetar la'achar mikan b'shas Yisur b'karas, afa Eishas Ach afa pish yesh lehetar la'achar mikan b'chaye b'ayla b'karas. Just as Nida, although it will eventually become mutter that Isra, it remains a chiyuv karas until then, so too Isra Eishas Ach, although it can become mutter in the Yibim situation, it remains a chiyuv karas until then. The Gemara also explained that the Torah mentions hara with the Isra achis aviv achis imay to teach us hara bebehema, and from mishkave isha we derive hara bezachar. The Gemara explains further that this pasuk ve'ervas achis imcha v'achis avicha leisegale ki asheira hara kulei kol ledrasha asi. Let's explain. We know that the pesukim and parashas Acharei Mos are the hazharos, the prohibitions of the arayis, and the pesukim and parashas Kedoshim are the ancient, the various punishments for each Isra Erva. However, this pasuk is written b'loshon azhara and parashas Kedoshim, certainly superfluous, because achis avicha v'achis imcha are already written in parashas Acharei Mos. Therefore, this pasuk is used l'drasha, the latter part to teach hara b'behema, and the first part to teach us that achis avicha v'achis imcha, one's aunt, his father's or mother's sister, is b'mina av, b'mina aim, whether they're from one father or one mother. Similarly, achis, one's sister, is also b'mina av, b'mina aim, as explicitly written in the pasuk. Ervas achis chavasi v'icha oivasi mecha leisegala ervasan. As opposed to deidase, one's aunt, his father's brother's wife, is only mina av v'lo mina aim. This is derived by gezeira shava from the pasuk regarding an eved ivri, who sold himself to an akam, as you doi, ksiv hacha ervas doi gila, v'ksiv hasam oi doi ben doi digaleno, malahala mina av v'lo mina aim, av kam mina av v'lo mina aim, v'hasam in alan, amakra mi mishpach doi galeno, mishpachas av kurim mishpacha, mishpachas aim, in a kurim mishpacha. The Gemara points out that we need the pasuk to teach us that achis avicha v'achis imecha is b'min av b'min aim, because if we would want to use binyan av, it can be argued two ways. We could compare it to achis, which is b'min av b'min aim, to which it is similar in that they are both isra b'me'elov. They are also automatically not through marriage, as opposed to deidase, which is through marriage. Or we could compare it to deidase, which is min av l'min aim, to which it is similar in that they are both Kerevi Ha'av, the father's relatives, as opposed to Achaisa, who is Kerevi Asma, his relative. Therefore, it remains inconclusive, and we need the Pasuk. This discussion continues on the next daf.